I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. Never again do you want to spend a Sunday with only one NFL game available. Go to WatchEveryGame.com. I'm second half Chaz. Steve is helping on the board. And on this week's panel, we have Johnny D.
Hey, I'm so fired, extra fired up. I want to second half Chaz. How quickly the landscape changes from week to week in the National Football League. But don't worry, we're here to do some work and scope out some winners.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. You guys are the public. Give us a call, 866-405-1717. Let's go out to Hector.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Hector. Hey, we missed you last week at the Blush Ice Bar party.
Hey, sorry about that. I got like a last-minute gig on Craigslist. I can't give you specifics, but let's just say it paid off pretty good.
Good for you. Good for you, buddy.
Thanks, man. So for this week, I'm taking a team that's gone under the radar and pretty much still has a chance to make the playoffs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're playing the Saints, and they're playing at Tampa Bay. They're minus 4.5 right now, and I'm liking that the Tampa Bay, nobody's paying attention to them, and they got no pressure on them with their rookie quarterback who's playing really well now. So, and the Saints, I think, are done, so I think I'm going to go with the Saints this week.
Yeah, no, those Buccaneers have been covering. The kid is playing well. All those young quarterbacks are really playing well, but more importantly, a lot of them are getting the W in the ATS column, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I meant the Bucks, but yeah, pretty much Mariota and this guy, you know, all the hype. I think he took it personal that they were saying that Mariota's going to be leagues above him, and now he's like starting to play pretty well, so I'm taking the Bucks.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, Hector. Good luck,
thanks,
buddy.
Later.
Johnny D, Tampa Bay.
Man. New Orleans Saints with the worst defense in the National Football League. And on top of that, they have some key starters out this week. But over to the Tampa Bay Bucks, rookie Jameis Winston's really coming along. He showed a lot of poise in that fourth quarter comeback win over the Falcons last week. I give the Saints no shot. Unless it's a shot of Don Julio and the big sombrero. They're going to be drinking a lot of margaritas in the Tampa Bay area Sunday afternoon. I love Tampa Bay to keep rolling.
I concur. Yeah. I like the Bucks. They've been playing well. They're getting to have a pretty stout defense, and the Saints belong in the WAC conference. You know, they just give up. When you give up 40 points a game, you can't win a game. You know, it's just, you know, you have to score 42, and they don't have that in them right now.
Worst D.
No, you know, they had a pretty good run, but, you know, I'm old enough to remember paper bags on people's heads too. So the ain'ts, you know. All right, I want if you're listening now, you have to be you have to be very, very what's the word I want to use? Hesitant for Wes, our next caller, because Wes, it's been tough, man. You're kicking butt online. But you're going to have to maybe start giving us more than one winner.
I'm telling you, I think that the right move this week would be to just put some money on every pool pick, and my record will set me free.
There you go. Hey, I do want to chirp in here. Last week, and I was listening back to the show, and one of the games was we talked to Mo about was the Giants game. You weren't alone. It took a three-teamer right out of Jason from the Fox Sports Grills pocket, and it took a four-teamer right out of Marvin from Las Vegas pocket. Now, Marvin had given us a four-teamer like a couple weeks back, and we're watching the game at the Fox Sports Grill, Vicky and I, and they're up by 10. getting points.
And I don't know. I mean, you watch the games, so you know exactly how they gave it up. You know the results, but how do you get ahead and not close that game out?
Oh,
you
brutal.
You don't kick that field goal.
Brutal.
That's how you do it. Those AARP guys are usually field goal kicking guys. You know, Coughlin's an AARP guy. You know, those guys usually side on the air of the air on the side of conservatism. You know, they don't do that stuff.
But yeah, doesn't make sense to me. Well, I'm taking Buffalo this week. I don't think that Philadelphia is going to get two special teams touchdowns and a pick six like they did last week. You looking at it, they're just a hair better than 500 at home, so not that much of an advantage. I mean, Shady McCoy's got a point to prove, and Buffalo just has more talent, and they play harder for their coach than Philadelphia does. I got it at 1.5. I think Buffalo's gonna take the game pretty good.
So you'd be willing to money line that one then, huh?
I'm going money line on it.
It's even money on the money line.
At 1.5. Yeah, it's a pretty easy pick to take the money line for the better payoff. It's a risk worth taking.
Yeah, you know, no different than you're just buying three hooks, basically.
You know? Yep.
All right, Wes. You know what? I got a feeling you're gonna snap out of it, and that's a W.
I'm gonna have to. These NFC East teams are unpredictably dangerous, though. It's hard to pick on them or against them because you just don't know what's gonna happen with them, but. You know, for that reason, I'll take Rex Ryan and Shady McCoy.
And, of course, as you saw this week, the House has taken the point spreads and just shrunken them down. So, really, it becomes more of you got to pick the winner, too.
Yep, and everybody's fighting for a playoff spot, too. So, it's just going to come down to who wants it. And, like I said, with Philly, I just don't think that team is playing hard for them. They caught some lucky bounces last week.
No doubt about it. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Take care.
All right, we're going to go out to a guy that had a winner last week that really was an easy winner. He wasn't call of the week, but he was right there. He had the over in that Oakland game, right, Tom?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Vasco.
Yes, I had the over. This week I'm going to stray away from the totals, actually. I'm looking at the Seattle Seahawks at the Baltimore Ravens this week. On my book, the line has jumped to 13. You have the Ravens, who have basically had a disappointing season so far. They've been hit by the injury bug. Flacco's out. I don't even think Schaub might not even play. They may be using Clausen. But one thing I love about them is that they never give up and they always play hard. Then you have the surging Seahawks with Russell Wilson, who's red hot yet again. They've won three in a row. I love getting points. I always do. And normally I would be drooling at getting 13 at home for the Ravens. But I think the Ravens are going to run into a buzzsaw this week. I see them screaming uncle at halftime. And a rarity for me. I'm going to lay the 13 points and take Seattle Seahawks.
Well, you know what? Again, sometimes in sports betting, Tom, you're not betting on somebody as much as betting against somebody. It happens a lot.
Yeah, really, exactly.
And just so you know, you got to go back to September, like week three of the NFL season, since you've given us back-to-back losses. And since then, you in the last 7 weeks, you're 6-1.
I'm on a pretty good run. I don't think it's been this easy for me. Gosh, going back to when Tommy and I discovered Boise State before anybody knew who the hell they were, and I think we used them for an ATM machine the entire college football season.
Those are the good old days. And we talked about that when Spurrier resigned. You know, there was some of the kids didn't even know that he coached at Florida because he'd been in South Carolina so long. And that Florida and over ticket was a winner almost every week for like a year and a half.
But no one knew who Boise State was. And Tommy and I discovered him, and they didn't adjust the line. And it was like 55-7, 55-0 every week.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, Tom, good luck. You've given us a ton of winners. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.
You guys have a great weekend.
See you, Tommy.
Johnny.
Hey, what's the biggest line of the season? 13.5. The Ravens have traveled like 3 million miles this year. They've lost, their last four games by a total of 10 points, but this is a bad spot. The Seahawks are completely back. They smashed the Vikings last week, 38-7. They're playing great football. This is one of these games I'd like to bang it a couple of times. First quarter, first half. But yeah, I love the Seahawks myself in this one.
Jump all over it. Jump all over it. They're going to win the game by 25, and that's going to be an easy one for a change, and that's hard to say when you're betting sports.
Well, it's funny because you heard Vasco mention the whole concept of, they'd be playing call an uncle by halftime. And this is exactly one of those games where you want to try to win as many as you can, as often as you can,
They need to win. I mean, the Seahawks absolutely need to win. So
yeah, and they're going to be playing hard. So, all right, before we go, let me mention a couple things. Sunday morning here in San Diego, there's two games. Sunday afternoon, there's one game. So if that describes your situation, no matter where you are, if you're listening to this on a podcast or on another station, no more paying Big Brother to watch a little NFL football. All you need is basic cable and your WatchEveryGame.com box. Promo code saves you $50 at WatchEveryGame.com. Type in the word radio upon checkout, and you'll save $50 on your Watch Every Game. Now, remember, this time of year, you also get the movies. Vicky always says, tell them about the movies. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz with Johnny and Tommy in studio.
Hey, all fired up. Let's get it going.
Hey-o.
Now, whenever the media discusses sports betting, they always mention the public. Well, our callers are the public. This is our Fox Sports Grill segment. Now, this week, we have a little bit of an issue. Jason from the Fox Sports Grill, who is without a doubt one of our top handicappers. The guy has been on a tear. I mentioned earlier the Giants took a three-teamer away from him. He had Kansas City had already won. He had Pittsburgh. He was sitting around watching the end of that Giants game, and I was there too watching. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, and it was a nightmare. Those are the games. You can't, you're supposed to win those games, guys. You're supposed to win those games. I don't know what to tell you. But so he's got laryngitis, so he couldn't call in today. So we did some texting back and forth yesterday, and here's what he said. He goes, I'm coming back with Pittsburgh. I don't know what the point spread. What's the point spread on that guy?
It's plus 2.5 from the Bengals.
And he
game
said,
of the week right
yeah,
there,
he
baby.
He says he likes their weapons better than the Bengals' weapons. He likes the way they played last week. And so he's going to, rather than doing those parlays, he's going to make it a one big bet on Pittsburgh getting 2.5 now. I didn't talk to him about the money line, but what I did do after I was done with him, I went back and I looked at his records. And similar to Joe from Connecticut, who's cashed a lot on Carolina, there were four other times this year that Jason from the Fox Sports Grill, he's taken Pittsburgh -6, Pittsburgh -1, Pittsburgh -5.5, and Pittsburgh -7, and he's 4-0 with Pittsburgh. So that's not a bad way to keep a streak going. I have no problem. You know me, guys. If you're winning for me, I'll keep giving you my money. We had another great Thursday night. That game, though, it was kind of ho-hum and not necessarily went the way people thought it was going to go. Another game where the point spread at the end, the over players needed another field goal, and then, of course, you got a young quarterback who made a mistake. But it was a great game. We're having our last Thursday night football this week, this coming Thursday, the 17th, at the Fox Sports Grill. We're actually making it into a fundraiser. They're going to give us $25 gift cards for the Fox Sports Grill that you can, of course, use that night. And you're going to be able to buy them for $10. So you're going to give $10, and you're going to get a $25 gift card, which instantly sounds like a great deal. Would you agree?
Hey.
A no-brainer. Then they're going to take the $10 and donate it to Rady's Children's Hospital. So
can't go wrong. Win-win.
You know, we're gonna try to see if we can get $50 $10 bills and send them a check for $500. As you know, if you've ever had a kid or anybody that's had a kid that's had to deal with Children's Hospital, they do a phenomenal job. And just a little bit of help is all they're asking for. So we're gonna try to give them some. All right. Before we get to our next caller, I want to go over a few more things from last week at Blush. Now, we're blessed. Understand, you guys have been in sports bars. Well, we get to go to the Fox Sports Grill and right on the water. And then the other day, we're at Blush, which is just a gorgeous place in the gas lamp. But before we really got into those college games last week, we sat around and we talked with some of the main players. And it turns out we were in a perfect environment because they all were sports bettors. So we talked with Kevin of We Party Naked. I just love that name, and that's what they do. They're a promoter. They do bus trips. You can get party buses from them. They have a pretty good little thing going. We were asking him about his best bet last week. Now remember, we're talking to these guys on Saturday about last Sunday's games, and here's what Kevin from We Party Naked said.
They're coming off a loss, which is definitely tough, and they're banged up right now, but they're going to have Jamie Collins coming back on defense this week. He's back practicing. Amendola's practicing, which definitely helps. They need that slot guy. That's how their offense is set up. It's through the slot. Hightower's injury looks like he was practicing this week. So defensively, they should be there. And the Eagles are just – they're at home, and the Eagles just – they're not good. They're – talking about a team that's struggling. Talking – every week we're talking about – Chip Kelly being fired, or he should be firing himself. So that's a program right now that's just really kind of in shambles. And the Patriots obviously coming off the loss, they're a little bit pissed off. You can tell Brady's a little bit pissed off. He's been kind of irritated and upset the last couple of weeks. So I expect him to come out, have a big game, throwing the ball a lot. They don't have much of a run game right now. But we're in December. This is Patriots' time. They're at home. Haven't lost at home. What have they won their last 13 or so at home? So, you know, they're tough. And they're, you know, they got to come back and get a big win after that loss.
So that was funny because he actually is a Patriots fan. So a little bit of heart. And it looked good. You know, that was another classic tale, guys, of two halves, that game.
Yeah, you got a point there. I mean, and, you know, they got to keep Tom Brady upright. The guy is 38. He doesn't like taking all those hits. And they were clobbering him last week. Clobbered him. And he's running out of weapons. He really is. He's got Danny Amendola. He's got a running back that was probably working at UPS last year. You know, and that's just, that's how they roll. He doesn't, the hoodie does not like to stock his team with talent. Besides Tom Brady.
No, and you watch online, you see all the people they have coming in and out. It's like a revolving door during the week of trying people just to see if they can get anybody that'll fit into their system. And they do it. They do it well. I mean, because they do take guys that you never heard of, and a year later, you know, they've got 1,500 yards all purpose. And they keep winning. They just keep winning. One of the coolest guys we met there was DJ Chaos. Now, this guy is a DJ, really great guy. But we're talking to him, and it turns out he's not only a pretty knowledgeable football better, but he wins a lot. And I laugh because I told my kids, you know, when you start throwing down names like DJ Chaos and the club scene, you get a little street cred from your teenagers. So, but if you don't think that he's a good fit for the show, listen to this.
You had a pretty good last month betting football.
Specifically college football. 3 weeks in a row, it was I hit an 18 parlay. 3 weeks straight. The first one, and it was kind of just on a whim, just wanted to make some extra cash. I figured, why not? The second week, I kind of did my research a little bit more. I was confident about. The third week was more because I'm superstitious, and I said, hey, if I already hit two, I got to go for three. So I went ahead and did it, and sure enough, I hit.
Well, it's funny because, as you know, guys, parlays are hard to hit. We had one team, the Giants, took Marvin out of a four-teamer and took Jason out of a three-teamer last week. This guy hit three eight-teamers in a row. So, well, let's put a little pressure on him. Who did he like? Who was best bet last week?
Who's your best bet tomorrow?
You know what? Honestly, I do not like any of these games at all. I combed through the entire schedule for the week, and I did not like anybody at all. But if I had to pick one, I would go with the Eagles at plus 10.5.
Oh, there you go, which is the opposite of what Kevin from We Party Naked went with, because he liked.
Oh, he's a homer.
That's right,
homer,
no doubt about it. And here's the thing. It's the NFL. Double-digit dogs are so hard to win with.
Yeah, it's not like college. In college, it's a little bit easier to pick up. Yeah. But with the NFL, it could go either way. But I think at this point in time, the injuries have finally caught up to the Patriots.
There you go. So, you know, in hindsight, a guy, he was like 24 out of 25, and he's betting. You know, when you're betting eight-teamers, you're throwing what-the-hell money, you know. And he said he was only betting $6, $7, $8 tickets. But guess what? You know, $6, $7, $8 times 80 to 100 to 1, whatever, will get you some money back. Plus, as you guys know, when you're hitting parlays, you're betting the other games too, you know.
That's right.
All right,
and
Johnny.
They're fun tickets to look at, too.
Yeah, Johnny, what number should they call?
I know we have a lot of longtime listeners. Let's get some first-time callers. Call in and ask about a game. 1-866-405-1717. Hey, join the show.
And you can check us out on Twitter, at SB Weekly, or hit our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly.
All right, let's go out to Joe from Connecticut. Joe, you got a winner?
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Good, good. I'm a little depressed this time of the year. I'm a Chargers fan. I'm used to December's being like rocks. We're usually 4-0. I remember looking at the schedule. It was either last year or the year before. We had five December games, and I knew we were a lock to get rolling. And this year, not so much.
Well, you know what? It's tough around here. Trust me.
A lame duck franchise. You know, it's they're ripping the heart out of this city.
Yeah, I can't imagine what you guys are going through there. I mean, it's probably tough, 75 degrees every day, and then you're worried about the Chargers. I'm here, 32 degrees, probably going to snow in a week or two, and I'm worried about what the Chargers are going to do, too.
Well, you know, the thing we were talking about in New England with all the injuries, well, the bottom line is the Chargers have names you never heard of.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago we were subbing in guys like Seji Azurututu, and he caught like two touchdowns against the Texans, but we just can't handle all the injuries. We don't have the depth we used to.
No doubt.
But to try to curb my depression, I'm going to keep wheeling with the Panthers this week. They're giving 7.5. They're playing at home. I still feel like this might be a trap game for them, but at this point in the season, you know, you're kind of waiting for them to come back down to earth a little bit with these low lines, and it's just not happening. Atlanta, you know, they're probably a Mariota injury away from losing 7 in a row. So, I don't know. They're playing Atlanta. They're home. They're laying 7.5. I know we pick them every week, but every week they cover.
Duh. Again, I don't have a problem with that at all, man. All right, Joe.
Football, let's see. I mean, we got former defensive coordinator Ron Rivera coaching the team there, doing a good job at the helm. You know, they got a fun quarterback. He seems like a good guy, handing out football to the kids after touchdowns and such. So, you know, they're a team you can get behind, team you can cheer for. And, hey, might as well make some green off them, too.
No doubt about it. I keep it up. You're right in there with the pool. You're making a comeback. We have 4 weeks to go.
4 weeks to go. Hopefully I don't miss another week. I'll be nipping at your heels in a couple.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Johnny.
Hey, just on the Chargers-Chiefs game, the Chiefs are going for, the 7th win in a row. Won their last 5 by over 20 points a game. They put the worst beatdown of the year on the Chargers a few weeks ago, 33-3. But over the Chargers, they've lost so many games. Anyway, our producer's flashing at
me. Yeah, so let's do this. We got Marvin on the line. We don't want to miss Marvin. Listen to Marvin when you come back, Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. You're going to hear as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. I'm second half Chaz. Johnny D chomping on the bit to get back to that Charger game.
He's putting it mildly.
Yeah, and Tommy.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, so here's where we're at. We're going to head out to Marvin. Now, I got to let you know that since November, which was week nine, this guy's hit 75%. But I mentioned to the guys earlier in the show, Marvin, when we were on a break, how you called that Boston game last night very impressive, and they should have had the money line.
Oh, man, I was sick on that, man. I lost a lot of money last night.
Yeah, they should have had it. Well, Tommy said they were up 5 with,
48 to play.
Yeah.
I was feeling good watching that game, man, thinking Boston was going to pull it off, man. I really did.
Yep. But, yeah, so last week the Giants took money out of your pocket.
They kill me, man. The Giants are actually my team, but I didn't take it because they're my team. I thought they would pull it off, but, you know, they've blown a lot of leads this year, so that's not surprising.
No, that was a tough one. Like I said, I was watching, and I just couldn't believe what was happening in front of my eyes. It just,
that's
the game
was
over.
That's just the wildness of the NFL. You know, it's week to week. This is a week to week league. I don't care what the spread is. You have to throw out that stuff and just kind of go with your gut sometimes.
You're absolutely,
exactly.
You're absolutely right. All right. So who do you like this week, buddy?
This week, I'm taking the Steelers on the money line. I know they're in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati did go to Pittsburgh and win. But I like the way Big Ben is throwing the ball right now. And the fact that Le'Veon Bell is gone and they still haven't missed a beat with D'Angelo Williams is impressing me. I think they go to Cincinnati and get the win, and I think it's a high-scoring game. I think the Steelers win this one 31-27 or 45-35, something like that. Either way, I'm taking the Steelers, and I'm taking it over. I like a really big upset this week. The Carolina Panthers are at home, and they're giving 8 points almost to the Atlanta Falcons. I'm taking the Falcons to win, and it's December football. Teams got to win. They got to try to get in. I know the Falcons came out smoking early, and they kind of fell apart. They had a chance to beat Tampa Bay last week. I think this week they go into Carolina and get it done. It's going to be beautiful weather out there. I think Matt Ryan comes out smoking. Julio Jones can get it back on track, and Devontae Freeman can get that offense back rolling on the running game. I think Carolina's played their best ball already this year. That Dallas game was really, to me, their peak. They had 2 pick returns. Their offense had really got going. They really got away with one last week in beating the Saints. So I'm taking the Falcons on the money line. If you're scared to do it, just taking the cover. I think you're good there. The Chiefs, geez, I know the Chargers is y'all's team and everything, but 10 points ain't enough. The Chiefs' offense right now is smoking. You better give the 10. Take the Chiefs. Alex, y'all call him Dink and Dunk, Alex Smith, but either way, give the 10.
Yeah, W's are W's, man.
That's my guy. Those are my games, guys.
All right, good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right, so let's start with that Kansas City game because he says 10's not enough.
Yeah, you know, the Chiefs put the biggest beat down on the Chargers this year, the entire season, 33-3 a few weeks ago. I don't know. I think they've won their last five by 20 points, an average of 20 points a game. They're rolling along and trying to make the playoffs. Over to the Chargers. If you listen carefully, you can hear people jumping off the bandwagon. It's been going on for a while. But I brought my Silver Linings playbook just to think about. Last week, in that Chargers game, they gave up a pick six. Denver did not score a single point in the second half. What the hell? I'm going to leave this game alone. It's my favorite team, and I don't want to lose money and watch them lose a game. But I would like to talk about the game of the week, the Steelers and Bengals.
Yeah, we've got two Steeler calls already.
I mean, Tommy, you want to go first on this?
No, go for it, Johnny.
Yeah, the Steelers have won 3 out of 4. They rolled Indy last week, 45-10. And Antonio Brown is some playmaker. He's been averaging 10 catches a game the last four. I checked the injury report, and this Bruce Tate from that jumping on the goalpost is healing nicely. He's going to be playing. over to the Bengals. You know, they're 10-2, and I don't know if many people realize this, but if the playoffs were to start today, they have home field advantage in the AFC through the playoffs over New England and Denver. So, this should be one hell of a great game. The Bengals are 10-2. The Steelers are 7-5. 2.5 doesn't sound like much. I'm really not sure. I haven't decided which way I'm going to go. But this is the game of the week.
Tommy.
You know what? Give me the team that's 10-2. You know, they haven't done much to hurt themselves all year. They have a stout defense. Their front seven is phenomenal. Now they're missing a couple guys in the secondary. They're missing they're missing Pac-Man, who's also their punt returner. But Andy Dalton, he's not a game manager. He's a guy that's gonna cut your throat. And I like the Bengals, and I actually like the Bengals at home rather large.
Well, it's funny because they are, again, a team that, because of those four playoff appearances with a quick exit, he's wearing that baggage all year. Again, they're 10-2. But it's a lot easier to win at home. So, if you're going to solve the problem of getting beat in the playoffs, winning at home works.
Yep. And, poor guy got booed at a charity softball game.
Tough crowd. Yeah. All right, let's go out to Johnny Rich. Squeak, you got a winner?
How's it going?
Good. Tell us, man.
Hey, so I'm going to agree with your last caller. I like the Falcons also because I like I like divisional rivalries. 8 points is a lot. I know the Carolina's undefeated, but I'm still not sold on them. I like the Atlanta getting the points at home. That's where I'm going.
Hey, did you have anything to do with Denny's Jets, Jets, Jets last week, or is that all him?
With what?
Denny's Jets, Jets, Jets post on the website, on Facebook.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
He got a winner. It was a tough win for a couple of the guys because they needed that one game knocked a couple parlays out of our callers. But what are you going to do? It's called gambling, Squeak.
Well, it's great around here because I can't stand the Yankees. So, and all the Yankee fans are Jets and Giants fans, and they're just suffering all the time.
It's great. It's tough. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you, guys.
You know what, Johnny D, I'll tell you what. I remember Jason liked Atlanta one week, and Jason was hot. Jason and Marvin, they both like Pittsburgh this week, and they're guys that have given us like three winners every time they give us a loser. But my wallet's not come out of my pocket putting money on the Falcons right now. That ain't happening.
Yeah, me either. I want to tell you, we're talking about Boise State being in an ATM machine earlier. The Atlanta Falcons are a turnover machine. They've had 24 turnovers the last 8 games. And, they started out 5-0, and things were looking pretty good, but they've now lost 5 in a row. And over to Carolina, they're the NFC South champions. They're playing for a first round bye. I think they have that maybe home field through the playoffs. I don't think Cam Newton wants to sweat one out this week. I think the Carolina will roll. I'm looking at first half and the game. I'll stick with the Panthers.
Tommy.
Yeah, the Panthers need this game. Well, they don't need it, but you know, they win one or two more. They have home field, and they can rest their guys the last couple games of the year. Although, you know, there's schools of thought that say you shouldn't rest your guys. But, you know, they win this game. They win and they cover.
Yeah, it's just nothing but L's when you look at Atlanta, none but W's with you. Look at Carolina, and don't get me wrong, it's your money. You got to do what you got to do. It ain't my money, so. Hey, let's go out to Connecticut. Who do we got?
Hey.
Who's this?
Little brother.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, as much as I know my favorite sister-in-law, your wife, is going to hate me, I just can't see the Chargers doing anything this week. They are so banged up on both sides of the ball. They could get two touchdowns. I'd still take Kansas City.
Yeah, just so you know, Vicky, it's been a tough season, and she's actually sitting around listening to way too much sports radio, because every time she gets home from work after that commute, I hear her telling me, asking me what her new favorite team should be.
Or maybe she should just watch the movie.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
good
bye.
Luck. Yeah, you know what? I got to agree with them. Got to agree with them. But before we go, I want to get to, before we get to our next call, let's get Sloppy on the line. Because last week at Blush, you weren't able to make it down.
No.
However, we had a good time.
Check the picture, that's Sloppy. That's some real talent down there, if you know what I mean.
Unfortunately, I ended up in Vegas.
And again, you know what? There's probably Bud Light girls in Vegas, too. But there were definitely Bud Light girls there. So we talked with Taylor. Now, Taylor is one of the co-owners of Blush. He comes in when I meet him. He's wearing a UW shirt. So,
that's my kind of guy.
Doesn't mean a thing, you know. Could be just a shirt, but it was. It did mean something. He's one of the owners of Blush. He's from up there. So he is, without a doubt, right in your world. But I know you guys know how much I appreciate the food. We're blessed. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been at sports bars where everything was fried. You had a choice of tater tots, onion rings, and French fries. That was it. And burgers, you know.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken fingers. So I'm looking at the menu, and they've got this octopus karagi. I didn't even know if I was pronouncing. I really didn't have any idea what I was ordering. But you know what? I like octopus, so here's what Taylor told me.
Who doesn't?
Karage is a Japanese, it's a play on, you know, your familiar, you know, calamari. You know, deep fried calamari, but we use octopus instead. So, you know, very familiar with that. So our menu is, you know, East-West kitchen. So we do an Asian-American fusion here. You know, couple that with our, you know, huge bar that we have, you know. So it's going back to the whole Seahawks thing. Is, you know, we got 24 beers on the draft, and, you know, we offer a whole bunch of that on half off for game day. These things called the Blush cocktails. You know, we have that. This is our second unit, actually. We have one in the Bay Area. You know, that's a concept that we always bring to, you know, every unit that we go into. So, you know, couple that with the great location that we have, like you're talking about. We have roll-up windows here. You can just feel the street right here. And then, you know, we're really the only, I say, you know, the high-end, you know, American Asian, you know, menu here in Gaslamp. You know, so the good food, you know, the special cocktail that you can't get anywhere.
So anyway, Sloppy, he is big time Seattle, and they put the flag out on Sundays, and he's looking to make it into a place for San Diego Seattle fans to watch the Seahawks.
I have two contacts for him. He can call Cedric and call Amanda, which is the OC Seahawkers and the LA Seahawkers.
Yes, Cedric is definitely a guy that's very good at keeping his crew involved, because I still get still get his emails from 2 years ago when they won. But so let's talk about that with Taylor, what he said about the Seahawks.
You know, every game day we have our, you know, 12-man flag up, and, you know, we welcome everyone with the jersey on. We've been having a good following lately. Started this year, of course, because we just opened in July. But, you know, we have a good turnout. You know, we welcome every Seahawks fan to come over and, you know, join us. We have, you know, drink specials for every Seahawks fan that, you know, comes in with their gear on.
So, you know what? We're definitely going to have to get you down here for that now.
Well, I just booked a hotel for Thursday night this week.
There you go. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about a couple of things, but we're going to have to reassess the whole work task issue, because Tommy was very busy working with the photographer while we were at Blush, and Johnny D's only job was to keep the Bud Light girl is a little quiet in the background. As you heard, he didn't do a real good job of that.
Oh, my God.
My man.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to come back after break, Slop. I want you to hold on. We're going to try to get Mo on the line as well. But I want to get some information from you on a couple of the games. Then we're going to rehash what we're doing Thursday at the Fox Sports Grill. And really, it's the same thing we do every Thursday. We go, we eat, we drink, we watch football. It's kind of hard to have a bad time anywhere. But at the Fox Sports Grill, it's really a lot of fun. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Sloppy and hopefully get some winners. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. And really, if you're going to do anything for yourself for this holiday season, go out and buy yourself a WatchEveryGame.com box. It's a no-brainer. We are blessed to have not only Sloppy on the line, but Mo has joined us as well. We're going to, before we talk to those guys, I want to get the pick. Now, remember, this was Saturday the 5th, and we were talking about the next day, the games for the next day, and we wanted to put Taylor, the owner of Blush, on the spot. You know what? In our show, it's all about who you like, the line, and why. Taylor.
Looking at our Blush pool that we did for NFL Week 13. Now, remember, guys, you're going to be listening to this on Saturday after the game, so either Taylor's going to be a genius or he's going to be just another guy to pick the loser. But you have Seattle, and you've got him given 2.5 on the road.
On the road, beating Minnesota. I mean, I think this is our hump game. You know, we win this game. You know, we have, you know, the hardest game is the last game, which is the Cardinals at, you know, Arizona. But, you know, I think we're going to still make the playoffs with, you know, either a 10-6 or 11-5 record. And once we get in, I think we're still as dangerous as, you know, Carolina is, who's undefeated, right?
So there you go, Sloppy. He was it was funny because we had the two guys that went with their hearts. Seattle was Taylor, and he was a winner. Kevin was the Patriots, and he was the loser. And the one guy that's hit like 24 straight college bets said, I don't like anybody, but if I had to force it, I would take the 10.5 with the Eagles, winner, winner, chicken dinner. So what do you think?
I'd like to see those 8-team parlay cards, though.
No. Sure. You know what? he was telling us after the fact somebody else had already told us. And and again, you know, he was telling, you know, he was betting $6, $7, $8. It's not like he was, you know, throwing a lot of money out there. But as you know, and Mo and I talk about the what the hell money when you throw, you know, you throw a $5 chip, you know, things happen sometimes.
I did it in Vegas this last week, and I put $5 on Russell Wilson on the roulette table.
There you go.
35-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother-in-law Mark does that. He knows every hockey number from, and that's all his roulette numbers are. Bobby Orr's.
Eddie Shore.
All kinds of names. All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to go around the horn. We're going to start with Mo, and we're looking for a winner for Week 14, Mo.
Well, I would have to say, looking at the games, and looking at them too, just by the number of tickets available and the cheapest price available, people are thinking this is going to be a slaughter at Arrowhead in Kansas City. You can get a ticket to the game right now for $12 as you watch them destroy the San Diego Chargers.
$12, huh?
$12. You can buy the ticket right now. I'm looking at it right now. $12. There's about 45 of those tickets available. And you can get them going up 21, 22. You can sit down in the lower half of the stadium right now for $45.
Wow. Yeah, what do you think, Johnny? Want to head out to the Arrowhead?
Hell yeah. Let's go right after the show.
In a heartbeat. How about you, Sloppy? You got one winner for this weekend?
You know, I really liked, I actually got the Lions at -1, and now it's up to 3. I really like the Lions. But since that line moves so much, if I had to take a recent line right now, I would probably take that Buffalo game. I really like Buffalo in that. I think Shady McCoy's got a little something for my boy Chip. So I'm taking Buffalo in that.
No, there's definitely more play on that on the radio than anything to do with football.
Yeah, it's getting a little over the top, but Chip Kelly will look good in a college uniform next year when he's coaching somewhere else.
There you go. And speaking of coaching somewhere else, Johnny, what's your best play for the weekend?
Oh, best play?
Yeah.
You know, there's no way the Patriots are going to lose 3 games in a row. I mean, you know, they had a bunch of turnovers last week on special teams. I think they're getting a few people back, but the Texans lost to Buffalo 30-21. Started out slow, but anyway, I like the Patriots. They're probably my top pick for the weekend. 3.5 over Houston on the road.
Tommy,
give it to me, Steve.
The Cleveland sucks.
I'm going to jump all over San Francisco 49ers at Cleveland with Johnny Football. Yeah, I think they're just a better team. Cleveland sucks. I'm going to call it the Augustine special. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers on the money line, +105. And you know what? I'm going to bet my first under in about 5 years because I think that game's going to be like 10-6.
No, you know, you can't go wrong under in that game. However, I know that we haven't heard from JB. He was last week's caller of the week. He was all over the 49ers, and they were getting a touchdown basically at Chicago. That was one of those late games. So I'm in the Fox Sports Grill, and the Jets and the Giants are on. The Chargers are on. The Carolina game is on, and there's the other game, the Bears game. The games are in overtime. It was just great, but there was one TV I couldn't get to. It was right behind me, and I kept having to turn around, and then I realized over in that top part, Tommy, behind us where we normally do our show, There's a mirror on the wall, and the mirror was reflecting the Carolina New Orleans game. So now I didn't have to turn around. I watched three games frontwards and one game backwards.
Nice. That's the lap of luxury right there.
All right. So, so Mo, Johnny had mentioned the Dallas Green Bay game.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, Green Bay got lucky at the end of the game last week against Detroit, but Dallas is just is not a great team. And Jerry Jones now is going to criticize his coach. But if you remember, Jerry Jones is the one that traded for Matt Castle, who apparently can't throw the ball that well anymore. Dez has not been great. The line hasn't been great. I think Dallas would probably just get slaughtered. And the fact they're still in playoff contention with their record sickens me. So I hope they just beat the crap beat out of them.
Johnny D.
Oh, hell yeah. How about Aaron freaking Rodgers? You know, 61-yard Hail Mary Thursday night to beat Detroit in that game. I think this is somehow going to wake the Packers up. I think they're going to get back to playing Packers football back at home, Lambeau. This is another game. You got to hit this one a couple of times, fellas. I love the Packers.
Tommy.
First half, second half. Bet them. Don't worry about it.
Sloppy.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I mean, I don't think the Packers can pass either right now. And I believe the Cowboys' defense has given up one of the least amount of passing touchdowns. I'd be careful. If you can get this game at a touchdown at least, I might be willing to swing to the Dallas side if it's a touchdown.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I got Dallas in the pool, which normally wouldn't mean anything. But guess what? This year, the collapse that I had last year is not going down. The sixbetsagame.com trends have been pretty solid. You know, last week was a tough week. We did, 34 or 35 people at Blush filled out pools. We had our whole online guys do it. Not one person had nine winners. The best was 8-8. And that is the NFL.
Parity.
With that point spread, that's what it does. All right, so, Mo, you're probably not going to be able to make it out Thursday to our party at the Fox Sports Grill.
Well, the plans are up in the air still.
All right. So just so you know, and you've helped with a little of the planning, what we're going to do is we've got basically 40 $25 gift cards for the Fox Sports Grill that you can use that night, and they're selling them. We're going to sell them for $10 each, so that's a pretty good deal to begin with. Then we're going to take that $10. I don't think Ashley, our intern, knows it, but I'm going to get her a money jar, and she's going to walk around, kind of like you do at a wedding, you know, with the money bag, but the money jar. And we'll just see how much we can raise, because if you have anything going for you at all this holiday season and you're able to take the time to make a wager or call a radio show and talk about sports betting, then you're in a little better shape than a kid that's in the hospital. It's that simple.
Well, yeah, and you can make some quick extra money. This is going to sound homerish, but Chuck Pagano's never lost an in-division game. This is going to be probably the worst game of the weekend, but put the money in Indianapolis. They've never lost a division game with Chuck Pagano as their head coach.
There you go. I don't know if I want to do that with the Rady Children's Hospital, buddy. All right. All right, Mo, we'll talk to you next week. Sloppy, we'll see you Thursday.
Yep, see you Thursday, boys.
All right, we got a minute. Let's go around one more time. Johnny D, what are you thinking?
Hey, I think there are a lot of money-making opportunities on the board. 15 games going off the next 2 days. So I still love the Patriots. They're not going to lose three in a row. The Packers are back. My two-teamer right there.
There you go.
After last week, I'm going to have to take the Green Dragons plus 9.5 goals and under 13.
Yeah, and you know what? As the season progresses, the girls will work together better. But, you know, early in the season, it's tough, Tommy.
16-0 last week.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's when you – I remember when the kids were getting beat bad in Pop Warner football, and they had that rule where the clock kept running. I love the clock. All right, it's Sports Betting Weekly. Check us out online, sportsbettingweeklylive.com. Always be cashing.